Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast to you from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. And welcome aboard, everybody. It's going to be a busy news night, so buckle up and get ready. A special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks so much for keeping America rolling along. That goes in particular for our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also for our FedEx and our UPS and our bulk mail drivers out there, bringing you the mail and the packages and all those things that you like to get. And our suicide jockeys hauling gas and diesel and jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And don't forget, we always say howdy-howdy to our Amazon warehouses out there. Many of you are listening to us right now, and we thank you for that. And many of our Amazon drivers that are out there on the road, and I've already heard from a couple of them that are out in the system moving around. They're telling me that they're moving and things are looking good. That's good. Glad to hear it. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter, all as Captain's America. That's all one word, Captain at an S, America, lowercase, and you got it. And our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That would be the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check out the website, see all the different things we've got. And if you can't hear us anywhere else, go there. There's a live stream there right now that's playing the show, just the way it comes from the radio station to the satellite. You'll be getting that same type of coverage. And you'll also, by the way, be able to communicate with us on that website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. There's a little way to send us a message. It takes a few minutes to get to us, but if I get it and I can read it and all that good stuff, then I put it out on the air. Okay. To the phone we go. To California we go. The one, the only, the informidable Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is here.
Great, good morning, Captain. Good morning, everybody.
Yippee-yo, Kyle Patty. It's not a bad night here tonight, Kyle. It's 67 degrees on one side of the building, and it's, let's see here, it's 69 degrees on the other side of the building. How about that?
That's pretty good. We're checking in at 47 degrees.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll have some freeze watches to tell everybody about here in a little bit. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I'd have to wear my heavier coat.
That's right.
All right. Well, are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, first of all, Kyle, we've had some breaking news coming out of El Paso, another unfortunate shooting at a Walmart, or wait a minute, at a mall, that has left at least one person dead. We'll have more about that as the show progresses, but that's happened just in the last hour or so. Now, number two, we've got to keep talking about the railroad. My people that I talk to, both professionally and the people that I've been speaking to in Ohio, say this is important. The country needs to understand what's going on here and how this got to the point to it did. Now, remember I told you that in the fire service we're trained to do different things and there's different protocols?
Right.
Who do you think took control of the situation in Ohio at that derailment?
Who was that?
The railroad.
Okay.
They took control of it. They were in charge of it. And the local authorities allowed them to do it and come up with their plan to blow up the train, which would cause the ingredients in those cars that they detonated to go into a trench, and they'd be able to get it out of the trench that way. Now, first of all, does that even make sense?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't pass the common sense test at all. Blowing up the train doesn't seem to be the answer.
And the end result we got was the cars blowing up, being detonated, the trench catching fire, being detonated, and one huge explosion sending a plume that looked like a mushroom cloud of an atomic bomb going off over a two-county area.
Well, exactly right, because all the stuff went up into the air, then it gets carried by the wind, and we have the disaster that one would think you're trying to avert so that if a train does derail, it doesn't explode. They made it explode on purpose.
So the professionals in the fire service and the emergency services were not allowed to have their plan come into place, which was not to blow the train up. It was to put the fire out that was in that one car, instead of allowing the car to get hotter and hotter and hotter, which would cause an explosion, to put the fire out so that they could start draining the contents from the cars along the way.
Exactly. Yeah, and one wonders why that wasn't the plan from the beginning.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch on a Thursday morning with Kyle Warren and a professor of politics. Think about what I just said. If you agree with me, so be it. If you don't, so be me.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, The medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away, and we'll get right back to Kyle Warren, our discussion we're having with him on the Captain's America Third Watch. And if you want to opine, the number is 877-969-8600. We are talking about the train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, right there on the Pennsylvania line. And we'll get back to that in a minute. But I need to tell you right now that this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. ReliefFactor.com/captain is a website where you can go and for $19.95 get the 3-week quick start. And you'll find out what I already know, and that is it works. And it's been working for me for well over 9 years. I take the product in the morning with my breakfast. I get my day started with it, so it's in my system. And it helps me with the inflammation and the swelling and the pain, because what starts the pain going is the inflammation. And it that trips the trigger that makes you uncomfortable for the rest of the day if you don't do something about it. And you can take a handful of Aleve, you can take a handful of Buffern, you can take a handful of aspirin and all that sort of stuff, but it really won't go to do what needs to be done, and that is to go to the source of the pain that you're having and get rid of it. This will, and it's because of what's in it. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, all of which are drug-free. It will go right straight to the source of the inflammation, lower or even eliminate the pain you're in, and you'll feel much, much better. And it'll put you in a better state of mind. You'll be able to sleep, be able to do your work, be able to relax a little bit more, and you might even be able to walk without being in a tremendous amount of pain. It has that effect on me, and it does on a lot of other people that take it. Now, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. In addition, it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in. Comes in little convenient individual packets, 4 capsules in a packet. You take all 4, and that's what you do, and away you go. And it also supports healthy joints and muscles. So it's kind of like taking a vitamin pill for your problems that you have with your pain. $19.95 and the 3-week quick start. $19.95. ReliefFactor.com/captain. 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 And Kyle has something he likes to say to everybody. What is it, Kyle?
All you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. $19.95. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Give it a try, and we want to hear from you how it's working out. Heard from somebody yesterday, Kyle, that had just started taking some a week prior, and they said they're already feeling better.
That's great. That's really great to hear. Yeah.
Yep. Now, let's go back to what we were saying just to round this out. First of all, Norfolk Southern is a railway involved, correct?
That's right.
We don't know what's caused this derailment yet, do we?
No, as a matter of fact, we haven't heard very much about the mechanical aspect of what happened.
Well, it's either going to be the speed that the train was traveling at the time or the condition of the tracks. That's all it could be, correct?
Of course, right.
So let's assume that it's a little bit of each. Now you have to take a look at who the railroad is. Who is the railroad again?
Norfolk Southern, yeah.
And they have investors, correct?
Of course, yes.
And they're currently, now the lawsuits are starting up, is that correct?
Yes, that's right. We do have residents in that area there of East Palestine that are already starting to file lawsuits against Norfolk Southern, asking for medical screenings for them to pay for this and related care for anyone living within a 30-mile radius of the derailment. So far, this is just for openers. There'll be massive lawsuits like you wouldn't believe as we move on.
Well, there's not going to be a judge in the country that's not going to allow people to be checked to make sure they're okay, because this incident is similar to what happened at the World Trade Center in terms of the poisons and the carcinogens that got into the air, because this stuff in its pure state will kill you if you inhale it.
Exactly right. And of course, now that it's contaminating into the ground, into the drinking water, the animals, the fish that have died, these are precursors, Captain, to an unbelievable unfolding human tragedy if people remain there.
That's right. So consequently, I heard yesterday some people were saying, we aren't coming back. We're not going to leave in the house anymore. Mr. Real Estate Agent, sell our property. Send us a check for whatever you get for it, and we're moving on.
Right. Well, of course, one wonders who would go and buy the property there, and the property in terms of being on the regular real estate market. I think, Captain, what we might see transpire here at some point is that somehow these properties they're compensated for some kind of market value at the time. But if parents aren't going to want to have their kids grow up there, and anybody who's a parent completely understands that.
And the government will wind up buying some of these properties, I'm sure. Which means that then they'll own it and they'll have a choice of knocking it down or fixing it back up or whatever. But who in their right mind, and again, I'm just going on the reports that we have that we know we can confirm, I'm not using any hearsay here, who in their right mind told them after the explosion and the subsequent fire that it was okay to go back into the zone? Who in their right mind told them that?
Well, that's a very good question, Captain. And certainly the people that have gone back into the zone, even temporarily, they start to exhibit these effects. People complain of migraines. There's the smell of plastic and chemicals in the air. I mean, it's
that's the
horrible
toxic
soup.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Toxic smell. This horrible soup that they would be going back into. It's not something that people will do willingly, I believe.
No. And there are dogs that are dying, and cats that are dying, and wildlife that's dying, and fish that's dying in the streams, and they're being told, "Oh, the water's okay. The water's okay," with dead fish in the stream.
Well, exactly. And that is just completely a non sequitur. You just can't reconcile that in your mind. We do have one other interesting thing, Captain, about this. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg has evidently emerged and is somehow now blaming the Trump administration.
I heard that.
For this, saying that they were constrained by laws of rail regulation like a braking rule back in 2018. And so that's where the transportation secretary is coming from right now. And boy, I'll tell you, this is not looking good for their response on this at all.
He is out of his mind. By that, I mean Buttigieg, to blame the previous administration for anything at all in a situation that happened under their watch. They have to own this. They have to admit that they own this and go from there, because he right now deserves to be fired for the ineptness and the inability to do his job. He's been nowhere to be found, nowhere to be found. He should have been there on the ground in the middle of all this.
Well, absolutely, and he should have addressed it publicly. Instead, he was talking about racial diversity in construction work. And when he had ample opportunity, Captain, this was an unfolding emergency, he had ample opportunity to address it and to show some kind of leadership, that this is Mayor Pete, you know, at his best or worst, actually.
Well, now we'll change the table here. The FBI, we found out yesterday, has searched the University of Delaware for documents in the Biden documents probe. Now, we don't know if they found anything, didn't find anything, but we do know that they have searched the University of Delaware storage area.
They have. And I wonder if they're going to come up with something else here. There may be a pattern. We will see. But it is very interesting. And of course, now it's very far after the fact, after the other ones were discovered. So who knows what might have been moved around at that point. Just a food for thought.
And we're also finding out something else. Guess who had access to those records?
Who's that?
Hunter Biden.
Yeah, and the plot.
He was one of the ones that was bringing the stuff in and out.
I'm telling you, this guy is the linchpin for things, all things Biden, evidently.
Okay,
and,
well, let's,
and it's going to get worse. Yeah.
Let's try to mention something real quick here before we have to take a break. The U.S. House of Representatives Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan yesterday subpoenaed the chief executives of Alphabet, Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Instagram, their parent platforms, that is, and Microsoft, for documents and communications related to free speech issues, where they have shut down the conservatives for whatever reasons. That's going to get real interesting real quick.
Yep, new sheriff in town.
All right, hold on, my friend. Folks, you're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. A new CNN report says the FBI searched the University of Delaware twice in recent weeks while looking into President Biden's classified document handling. The searches conducted on two different days did not appear to have any classified materials. The school's special collection wing has over 1,800 boxes of archival records for Biden's career in the Senate. Donald Trump's former chief of staff, Mark Meadows, is being subpoenaed by the special counsel investigating Trump's role in the January 6 riot. Meadows was involved in the famous phone call between Trump and Georgia's Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger. Meadows was in the Oval Office and witnessed Trump's actions as rioters took over the building. A toxic train derailed February 3rd in the village, and residents are complaining of illnesses and dead animals. Republican DeWine says new EPA tests on Wednesday confirm most of the air and the water is safe, but he understands why residents still don't feel safe. Julio Flores, USA News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Alrighty, I will. Thank you very much, Kyle. And before we get back to Kyle Warren, this segment of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell from MyPillow.com. Yep, MyPillow.com, one and the same, Mike Lindell. And he's lost his mind, folks. He's lost his mind. He's got all kinds of sale prices going on. My God, you can save up to 90% on certain items. All you got to do is go to the MyPillow.com website, click on the Radio Listener Specials page logo, go in there, use the promo code CAPTAIN, and voila, the specials will start to appear. Unbelievable. Now, pillows, got them. Towels, got them. Sheets, got them. Slippers, got them. Pajamas, got them. Mattresses, got them. Beds, got them. All on sale. All marked down. Considerable savings. Wow. So all I can say to this is wow. Now, go over to MyPillow.com. Go into the Radio Listener Specials page section. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. And you will find out what you'll save in terms of money. In addition, you can use the promo code CAPTAIN on the telephone. Call them up, 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Ask them any question you want. They'll answer the question, and you can order it right there, 800-641-5459, promo code CAPTAIN. So, one last time, MyPillow.com, the radio listener specials page there, promo code is CAPTAIN, or call them at 800-641-5459, promo code CAPTAIN, and away you go, MyPillow.com. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we do have a caller on the line. I'm going to go right to the line. We've got Iron Mike, and good morning, Iron Mike.
Yes, greetings to Kyle of the People's Republic of California. Anyway, my cousin, and we're very close, he calls me three times a week. He's a chemist, and he works for a company that does toxic disposal of plant from Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio are brought into Ontario. This is Sarnia, which is called the Chemical Valley, and all these oil refineries and chemical plants.
Right.
His neighbor next door worked for DuPont, which is an American company, and his job, one of his responsibilities was as soon as one of those 30,000-gallon tank cars, and that's what they contain, 30,000-gallon tank cars, when they derail, he is immediately dispatched to assess what the pluses and minuses of that chemical are to that wreck or that train wreck. Mm-hmm. But this was not done in this situation.
Now, are you aware of vinyl chloride?
Yep.
Nasty stuff. 1 million pounds of vinyl chloride were on this train. And now the EPA has confirmed that those contents have entered into the Ohio River Basin, which is home to some 25 million people. This is going to wind up being one of the deadliest environmental emergencies ever, and nobody is talking about it.
Well, you are, and with your background, and that's one reason why a lot of people think you know what you're talking about, and that especially in this topic.
Well,
you
all set there? All right, well, my Iron Mike, thanks very much for calling in. We appreciate your call, and I'll see you soon.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, Iron Mike. And, Kyle, all I'm going to say is that I converse daily with retired firefighters, and some of them are still active, and some of them are fire marshals, and some of them are fire chiefs, and some of them are hazardous material people, a lot of instructors that have come before me and that are still there after me, after I retired because I got hurt. And we all are just scratching our heads and just wondering, why wouldn't they listen to the professionals? I watched the guy in charge of Ohio, the emergency management division, the guy that was a hazmat guy. I watched him last night on television being interviewed by Tucker Carlson, spilling the beans about the fact that the railroad had taken control of the situation, and they were going to do what they were going to do. And the government agreed to go ahead and do it, the local government, which I told you is the highest local authority.
Right.
And they made a big mistake. It never should have been done. They never, ever, never. And nobody, and not even him, the guy in charge, 30-plus some odd years, you don't go blowing up hazardous material cars not knowing what the hell's going to happen. Well, the food's going to go into the trench, and it's going to stay right there. Well, guess what? It didn't.
Well, you're right, and this is one of the reasons we were talking about this on yesterday's program as well, and I was asking you about the highest local authority or who would ultimately have to make that decision, and we're all scratching our heads as to how such bad information or what made its way to get that decision made. And we're looking at the genesis now of these lawsuits, Captain. I can imagine that there's going to be testimony of people who said, I tried to warn them, you know, this coming from experts or other officials, right? And I tried to warn them, this don't do this. And the fact that this whole tragedy was compounded is just going to be unbelievable. And the lives it affected, it's going to be long suffering, I'm afraid.
Unfortunately, you're right. And this has destroyed the ecostructure in that area, wildlife and plant life and whatnot, and it's not just going to come roaring back anytime soon. It's just not going to happen. And by the way, go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's going to be like Chernobyl. It's not a nuclear disaster, but it's going to be, it's a no-go zone for who knows how long.
That's true. It's very true. Okay, now let's move along. While the Chinese spy balloon story continues to gain attention, the situation at all of the nation's borders, including the new influx of Chinese nationals, continues to be of catastrophic proportions. But according to President Joe Biden and his administration, they seem to be playing a shell game with the numbers because they're not agreeing with what's actually happening and what people are telling us. Now, former acting Border Patrol Commissioner Mark Morgan yesterday was on television twice on two different networks, and he said they're not being honest with the American people. They're simply shifting that threat from in between the ports of entry to the ports of entry where we've seen over the past 24 months an increase of 212% of those coming in to our lawful ports of entry, knowingly filing false asylum claims, and then they disappear into the woodwork and we can't find them.
Well, of course, yeah. It's obviously, this is what they're wanting to have happen in so many ways. And then, of course, yeah, they are playing the shell game because it's all about the messaging. We saw a grand example of that at the State of the Union when we heard about inflation was coming down and all this stuff. It's just messaging. That's what runs the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
They could care less what's the reality, but what's the message we can sell people because we want power.
And I never thought I would say this, but James Clapper, the former director of the National Intelligence Agency during the Obama administration, has suddenly found religion. And he's backtracking on a letter he signed with 50 other U.S. intelligence officials about Hunter Biden's laptop. But this, unfortunately, is way too little and way too late, according to former acting U.S. Attorney General Matt Whitaker, who said the damage has already been done, and you can't unring the bell. It's unfortunate that those people who were more willing to affect an election and seek the truth as related to this laptop were allowed to even be heard.
Well, exactly. And we all witnessed it. We were all there, and we all knew about the Hunter Biden laptop story, how it got suppressed, and how, in the most reasonable way to consider, it would have had a major effect on the election in 2020.
What were you and I doing during that time? We were reporting to the American people that this is bad. They got to do something about it. These 50 people that are signing this note, they have no idea what they're talking about, and we got to wake up. And how many times did we say that?
Well, many, many. And, you know, this idea of it's all Russian disinformation, it's like a cliche at that point.
All right, well, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with the first Truckers Highway and Byway Report here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And, yeah, we got us a snowstorm going across the country. We'll tell you all about it, where it is, and where it's going. And don't go anywhere, because this is the time when the going gets tough and the tough get going. The Captain's America Third Watch. Rolling along on your radio and satellite dial. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Finger at me. Said I'm a whiskey drinking cowboy chasing hell of a time. I like Kenny, Keith, Allen, and Patsy Cline. I'm a full grown queen bee looking for honey. I'll play something country. Country. Crank up the man with a steel guitar. Hang
something country. Hi-woo-hoo, all play something country.
Kyle, are you dancing to this?
Well, I have to admit, yes.
Look at them dance. I'm telling you. You talk about eye candy. Holy cow. But anyway, that's Brooks and Dunn, Play Something Country. That's the original song they did a number of years ago. And it's just as good today as it was then. All right, let's take a look at the weather real quick before I give it to you. We got a strong storm tracking across the southern plains of the Great Lakes through Thursday. Now, there's going to be a heavy snow area with this, which is going to be forecast to stretch from the central high plains all the way through the Great Lakes region, and a narrow corridor of sleet and freezing rain from Missouri, northern and southern Illinois, up to northern Illinois to southeastern Michigan is in the mix here, too. Severe thunderstorms are expected from the lower Mississippi Valley over to the Ohio Valley. And we did have earlier today, this past evening, we had a whole bunch of severe thunderstorm warnings for the state of Louisiana and Mississippi and parts of Arkansas. And, I mean, it was lit up with storms. So, Kyle, what the heck is going on?
Well, thanks, Captain. Well, a lot of the snow and everything we were talking about just 24 hours ago, of course, has moved on over eastward out of the west.
But, Colorado.
That's right. We definitely have a lot to tell you about just in terms of the temperatures. And, of course, our friend Cookie Monster, he would say C is for cookie, but C is also for cold. And it's cold.
Cookie.
That's right. Yeah, well, everybody's favorite, Cookie Monster. But we've got a severe cold front, for example, down in Mexico, and that's pushing on up into a hard freeze warning in Arizona. Most of southern Arizona, including Tucson, Phoenix, even up towards Kingman, we've got a hard freeze warning going on, so you want to be careful with that. We've also got a freeze warning out in Riverside County in Southern California. This means if you're heading out up Interstate 15 towards Victorville, you're going to be going through that. That's just next door to the professor here. So it's definitely cold. It's 47 degrees at my location right now. Frost advisory, this is going to be north of Los Angeles. Also, freeze warning in the California Central Valley, so you get the idea. San Jose, freeze warning. Bay Area, freeze warning. Also, we've got some wind chill to tell you about tonight. Wind chill in the southern part of Wyoming, covering almost all of I-80 through that state. And you're looking at wind chills somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 to 30 degrees below zero. Same for Idaho Falls, Idaho. So you want to be aware of that. We've also got a wind chill advisory that's in northern New Mexico along I-25, just over the border from Colorado. So more next hour. Be careful out there.
Okay, well, I'm going to start in the Dallas-Fort Worth area because we've got a lot of really bad weather and severe thunderstorms. It could be something worse, and it is dark out. And, of course, if you get the sirens blowing in your area, you want to heed all warnings and head for the storm shelter as soon as you can. But western Tennessee and the northern part of Mississippi and the northern part of Louisiana along I-20 and eastern Arkansas from Little Rock straight down south east, you've got severe thunderstorm warnings. You've got some tornado watches in that area. You've got some real severe weather coming through both right there along that line and behind it now. We've had another area break open with severe thunderstorms back on the west side of Little Rock coming to the east, as well as up to the north in Missouri coming across the, Fort Leonard Wood over towards the southern part of Missouri and over into the western part of Kentucky right there along I-64 right now, and then south that about a 40-50 mile strip in there. So you got some really bad weather coming across. Now let's go over to where the snow is. We've got some icing going on in Amarillo right now, so that's not going to be too good for anybody who's driving up that way. But there are some icing conditions. It's a mixture of precipitation there along I-40 for probably a good 75 miles, and that is moving to the east. Now, up above it in Kansas, along I-70, from Goodland all the way to Kansas City, you've got a winter storm warning, and it comes down into Kansas south from Nebraska, probably 150 miles. And then you've got snow down below, let's see here, that's Arkansas, and that's Missouri. Okay, coming across 70, Columbia, you've got snow north of Columbia going up into Iowa. You've got a winter storm warning. That's also across the southern part of Nebraska, just south of I-80, but then it catches up to I-80 up in Iowa, about halfway across around Des Moines, and you'll have it all the way to Chicago and the southeastern corner of Wisconsin tonight, as well as some freezing rain and or sleet and a mixture of snow north of Detroit going up into northern Michigan. You do have some scattered areas of precipitation in upstate New York and Vermont and Maine tonight. Gale warnings again along the ocean from Nova Scotia down to Cape Cod, and then it bounces along down towards Long Island, and then you pick it up again down around Chesapeake Bay. But that's what we got going on, and we do have some heavy fog tonight coming across Mobile, Alabama, west towards New Orleans, and then you'll run out of it, but you'll have windy conditions going down to the valley if you're going down that way tonight. So, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J. Might be a good night to be looking one up.
Well, it certainly would be, and it's real easy to do. They've got a great locations function there on their website, pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. You'll find the nearest location to you. And also, folks, when you go to pilotflyingj.com, be sure to download the My Rewards Plus app, because it's time to start stretching your wallet with the My Rewards Plus rewards. And when you download the app, you're going to start enjoying 2 free drinks every week, get special offers on food, drink, snacks, and other great gear at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. Also, check out how you can start earning 4 points per gallon after just 6 fills. Try that with 15 with the other guys. That's pilotflyingj.com.
And they've got growing pains. They're adding truck wash bays and tire repair bays and minor truck repair bays in there and some of the bigger truck stops right now, the Pilots and the Flying J's. So keep your eyes open. You'll soon see where they're at, and it'll be another little star you put on your map, come across country, your satellite or whatever. In the meantime, Kyle, you hang on, and folks will be coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch, Thursday morning edition. It's a beautiful day in my neighborhood. I hope it is where you're at. Don't go anywhere. I'll be coming right back with lots more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.